There are apps on the iPhone that will send you a message when news breaks, when you're mentioned on Facebook or Twitter, or even if your favorite ball team scores a run. But as NPR's Steve Henn reports, not all apps that send you messages are allowed in the Apple App Store.
Josh Begley created an app that sends push notifications to an iPhone when there's a U.S. drone strike anywhere in the world. Apple blocked it from its App Store.
They said that the app has excessively objectionable or crude content, which I found somewhat curious because it literally is a republishing of news, just tracking when strikes happen.
There are no gory pictures, no classified information, but Begley admits he's trying to make a political point about these strikes.
It is changing the face of warfare, and there are serious questions, and I think that it's worth having a conversation about.
Apple didn't agree. And Apple routinely blocks apps from its store that it finds objectionable. There's no porn. Hate speech is verboten. In 2009, Apple blocked an app created by a Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist. Later, Steve Jobs called that a mistake. Apple has removed apps encouraging people to take stands against gay marriage, and one that promised to help gays become straight. Ryan Kahlo, a law professor at the University of Washington, says as a private company, Apple has the right to sell or not sell whatever it wants, and he respects that.
But I think that these kinds of borderline examples, they ought to be finding in favor of free speech just as good corporate citizens setting an example worldwide.
Kahlo says as more of our public conversations take place inside privately managed digital communities like the App Store or Facebook, these kinds of corporate decisions will carry even more weight. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.